Hello from Grand Lake of the Cherokees in northeastern Oklahoma. I'm sitting on the floating dock that's adjacent to our property up here. My family has had a cabin here on the lake since around 1950, and a dock here on the lake is a place where I have very many memories, both of my time with my family, time with my friends in college, my fraternity friends, and my friends from the Newman Center. So it's a place that I like to come to quite frequently. I haven't been up here as much as I'd like to this summer, but I'm enjoying this weekend. I'm up here by myself right now, but I'll have some friends coming up tomorrow, and if the weather holds, we will have a cookout and maybe a campfire and perhaps do some swimming. But I thought I'd give you a little bit of report from this nice evening. It's not quite dark yet. I think there's probably still another hour of sunlight left, but I can see that the moon is half full, and it's very comfortable. It feels like it's about 75 degrees. The water in the lake is calm, but you may be able to hear some of the speedboats that are going up and down the main part of the lake, which is about a mile from here. Our dock is in a side cove, and I'm sitting here watching some people with sailboats kind of go about, and there is a blue heron flying around, kind of lazily making circles over the cove. So that's kind of interesting. When I came into our property, I had to pass through this gate, and just on the other side of the gate, as I drove up, there were a number of white-tailed deer. There were two does and four little freckled fawns who didn't look like they could have been very old at all. And they just sort of stared at me for a few seconds, and then when the gate started opening, they sort of wandered off into the thicker part of the woods. But I've always enjoyed seeing deer up here, and this area where our cabin is relatively protected. It's got a number of houses in this area, so the hunters don't come in this area. So I think the deer have kind of figured out that it's a safe spot. I don't know what you can hear. You might be able to hear some of the boats, and there are a number of insect noises, what we call cicadas, which I'm not exactly sure if that's the right name for them or not. Locusts, maybe, but we call them cicadas. And I'm just going to enjoy this evening up here and spend some time in the cabin reading. It's a great place to get away. There's no TV, no internet, no phone. And you can't even pick up the distant TV stations anymore because we don't have a digital-ready TV up here. So all I've got is radio. I got radio and music and podcasts that I can play on my iPhone. So I'm going to enjoy a disconnected and quiet evening. I hope you have a good weekend, and I'll be back with more later. Bye.